It's only little. Working. This is just a tiny, tiny little. What is it? A child's.
It's a child's quad bike. My daughter enters every year her own float, and this year it's on her quad bike, and it stopped working. So I basically had to strip it down, and hopefully, I think, touch some wood, that it's back up and running.
Now we're at the Fouquet Valley Farm. Tell us, who are you? Who's the family behind all of this, and what's the entries going in?
I'm Roland Giel. I own the Fouquet campsite along with Teresa. Then my cousin comes over from the UK, the Pearl family. We usually build the float in at Easter. She comes over at Easter, obviously with the campsite. I can't do that much when there's 300 people here. And the floats this year, the little quad bike one, is Little Bo Peep, which will involve an 8-year-old girl and a 2-year-old sheep. So I don't know what could go wrong there. And the other one is Aladdin, which is our big float, which is getting there. We're almost finished.
You have been previous winners here, haven't you?
We have. The last couple of years we've had some success, so maybe three.
Let's go in and have a look at this Aladdin float. You pop yourself in there. I can see some rosettes up on the wall as well from previous wins. Look at this. And this is going to have fresh flowers on it, isn't it? This is a Aladdin's lamp, and it's as large as an adult and as wide as, well, a transit van.
Yes, it is. It took some building because it's all curves. It's not like a house where it's all straight edges, so it's all done with chicken wire and papier-mâché and a toilet seat to add into it. It's going to have, the whole float, we've got 9,000 flowers coming. So this should have a good 4,000 on it. And then I've got the rest of the float in another shed.
This is one of the bigger floats that we're going to see at the North Show. Have you ever entered the biggest float there for the season or the year?
Last year we were the biggest float. The thing is the show has become less done by organisations, more done by families doing small floats on small trailers. A lot more entries, but you haven't got the big ones like you used to with the young farmers and different things like that.
Do you think it's lost its magic over the years?
No, I think it's actually gained some. I think over the past 3-4 years, more families are giving it a go. You only need a little 6-foot trailer, some ply, some chicken wire, and it keeps the kids entertained. It's a very good day out.